Can you tell by my walk? Can you hear it in my talk? I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. Can't you see in my eyes? It should come as no surprise. I'm barely cool.
Welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast with your hosts, Ben Routley
and Judah Middle. Welcome Judah back Middle. To the podcast.
We also have a special guest today.
Absolutely, we do.
Why don't you intro our guest for us, Judah?
Everybody give a big round of applause for our guest, James Chepesky.
Can you hear the round of applause from the listeners?
Hopefully. How are
Welcome,
you doing,
James?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me today, guys. It's an honor to be on this podcast. I'm very excited for this.
Excellent.
I'm stoked. Excellent.
All right. Well, nobody asks for them ever, but we're going to do another watch along with
yep.
James here.
Yeah.
It's not just a one random movie, though. It's James' movie.
Yeah.
And James, why don't you give us a little preface into what went into making this, and then we'll
yeah,
get
tell
right
us
on
about
rolling.
For those listening at home who might know Barely Cool but they might not know James Chepesky, tell us about your movie and kind of that whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. So the movie is called Darkness, and this is probably the biggest thing I've ever done. This is a big full-blown movie, musical, comedy, adventure, film, fantasy, all that good stuff.
Sweet.
And basically the inspiration behind this movie, I mean, like, I'm big into music. I do a lot of music videos, all that stuff, and I've been posting on YouTube, TikTok for a while, and I've had so many comments of people saying, hey, you should make a musical. And, like, I've made movies in the past, like, shorter, kind of less professional kind of things, like, just for fun. Like, when I was younger, me and my sister would make a whole bunch of fun, like, movies around the house. We'd, like, film in a day or something, like, just little movies for fun. So I've always had an interest in video creation. I went to college for a video production program. And so basically, I would look through all these comments on TikTok of everyone being like, hey, you should make a musical. And, you know, thinking about it, I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. I make movies, but I've never made a musical. I do all this music, so why don't I combine video and music together and make a full-blown musical? So last winter, like, I work at a theater company for my main profession, and we're really busy in the summer, but in the winter, we don't really do too many productions, so that gave me a lot of free time on my hands. So I thought, you know what, why don't I take advantage of this free time and make a movie? So I kept kind of, I was working on the idea for Darkness for a while. The original plan was to take a bunch of my already existing songs and kind of create a movie out of that. So I was working on a few different ideas here and there, and then I was like, you know what? I want to do something completely brand new, like fresh, brand new music. So then I had the idea for Darkness. Darkness is based on, actually, like a little story I came up with a long time ago in my cottage, where me and my family would go up to the cottage in the summer for a few weeks here and there. And I remember I wrote this one short story, which is basically this story about this girl who was found surviving, like, all on her own in the wilderness, like, completely away from human civilization. So it's that whole kind of fish out of water kind of vibe, because you take someone who's completely unaware of, like, you know, a modern culture, like, they've been living in the forest their entire life, right? So they don't really know much about anything. So when you introduce them into, like, the modern human culture, it can be very humorous, because, like, little things, like,
right.
Well, in Darkness, when Luna sits down, she's like, oh, what is this, a cookie? What do I do with this? What is this, a plate? And just little things like that. So that was kind of the inspiration behind it. And then I built on it, and I was like, obviously I need a villain, because, you know, gotta have a dramatic kind of villain.
Oh, yeah.
That's just standard for a James production film. And then I created this plot, wrote some songs, and Darkness just came to be. So yeah, that's kind
awesome.
Of a little
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we are going to be watching Darkness with the creator and director and writer of Darkness himself, James Chepesky. You can find James Chepesky on TikTok. Now, before we start the movie, because we have a little bit of time and I want to like chat about kind of you and your music process, because you're like, you've done pretty well on TikTok, I would say. How did that start? Like, just something kind of blew up and then...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing music for a while. Like, 2017, July 28th was the very first song I ever released to YouTube. Mm. And it started, like, that was before I was even on TikTok. It started just, you know, a few of my friends just watching my videos and stuff. And then TikTok became really popular when I was in high school. And I thought TikTok was, like, the dumbest thing ever. So I did not download Fair it. Enough. And then I was like, okay, what's all this fuss about? So I decided to download the app. And, you know, I posted a few of my music videos. I got, like, no views whatsoever. And I was like, all right. So I didn't really focus on TikTok much. I focused mostly on Instagram and YouTube because that's why I had more of a following. Right. But I continued kind of posting, like, a little bit on TikTok here and there. And then Fairy in the Night came out, and that was the song that changed everything.
Right.
Because before Fairy in the Night, like, maybe I'd get, like, 20 likes on TikTok. Like, I don't know, nothing too much. Mm-hmm. But, so Fairy in the Night I released to YouTube, and then I decided to release a clip of it to TikTok, too, just, you know, in case, just to see how it did. And I released it. I went to bed, I woke up the next day, and I thought there was, like, an error with the app because it had, like, all these thousands of views, and I was like, no, that can't be right. And I was like, oh, wow, this video went viral.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it seemed that any song I posted on TikTok did fairly well. So it's basically all because of Fairy in the Night. Like, right. That's the song that really got me going. And I had the Christmas song with Nicole we did in last December that got 1.8 million views. Yeah. That one did well.
Yeah, geez.
And yeah, I've just been basically just trying to continue releasing a bunch of content and really expanding upon my audience and providing entertainment to as many people as possible, because that's my slogan, born to entertain. I want to
love it.
I want to put a smile on everyone's face.
Well, because I think from me, like, seeing your stuff from an outsider's perspective, like, what I see is someone who's put like 110% into everything, and you seem just like a very genuine person. And, like, you know, when you have that many views on anything, like, you're going to get comments of people who maybe don't get it or, like, are probably a little mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Pardon?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like a lot of times if there's people that are just angry out there and, I don't know, they're just miserable people and they see someone having fun doing what they love, that just makes them mad.
Yeah.
And they just comment nasty things because they're unhappy with themselves.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think because you're so, like, your videos are so clearly, like, not necessarily carefree, because you do put a lot of care into the stuff you do, but, like, fun is, fun's a great word. Like, you are clearly having so much fun.
It's lighthearted, family-friendly, kind of just, fun stuff, absolutely.
Yeah.
We need more of that in today's world. Everything, all, like, media and stuff is all so serious. We just need some fun stuff that people can just enjoy. I'm big on that.
Because I think one of the first things I saw was it was one of your songs, but you were dancing over it. And you have a name for this one style of dance.
Yes, it's called a standing seizure.
Yes, and I love it. It's
that's great.
So good.
Such a great name.
And
I want to talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
So the way that name came to be is, so I would do a lot of live performances in high school.
Yeah.
So I was performing, and I did this crazy dance, and my one friend came up to me and said, "You look like you're like," what did he say? It's like, "You look like you're having a standing seizure or something," and I was like, oh my gosh, that's a great name for that dance. Because literally in that dance, I'm moving every part of my body as fast as possible. So the standing seizure is kind of a fun name for it.
But
humorous.
So when I saw that, I was like, this is someone who's just, like, so free and having fun. And yeah, like, I read some of the comments, and a lot of people, you know, are like, give me more of this. And genuinely, I was like, yes, this is... Like, I was just smiling watching it, and it was fun. And I think some people, like, correct me if I'm wrong, I've seen some comments, like, where people think you're, like, faking it, like, putting on, like, an act. Like, you don't care or something.
Yeah.
And that felt...
Yeah, I'm sure we've got comments like that.
Yeah, and that felt very weird to me, because when I watched your stuff, I was like, no, this guy, like, is in it. Like, this guy's doing...
He's genuine.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, yeah, well, music, I mean, I don't do music as a profession. I do it as a hobby.
Right.
So, the only reason I do music is because I enjoy it.
Yeah,
so I only do what I enjoy, basically.
Yeah. And the one thing, though... So, the title for Darkness, because if you know James Trapesky's stuff... You'll pick up on some themes, recurring themes in some of his music. Is that like a nod to that? Because you kind of have darkness in a lot of your songs. Like the word itself, darkness, kind of comes up.
Absolutely,
I love it.
Yep, that's exactly it. You got it.
Yeah, because I've seen like when you like have done new songs, sometimes the comments are like waiting for certain lyrics to pop up.
Yep, light, night,
yeah,
yep, all of that.
And I love it, because awesome. And then it's like, it feels like, it's self-aware, you know what I mean? To be like, yeah. I do talk about that, and that's why my movie's called Darkness. And
it's kind of my theme, you know, my vibe, my signature style, I guess you could say.
Dope.
I love it.
So, yeah, we're going to watch Darkness. I'm gonna screen share it so that James can see it as well, obviously. We're doing this over Zoom.
Anyone listening, we encourage you to pull it up right now.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
This is going to be the perfect commentary track with the director.
Exactly. That's what you want right now. An opportunity to watch the movie alongside the maker.
This will be fun. I've never done this before, so this is cool.
and then we'll hit play, and then, yeah, we can kind of just chat about it as it comes up. There's definitely some stuff that I want to ask you about and how certain things came
absolutely.
To be. But all right. Are you, is everyone ready?
I think we're all ready.
All right.
Everyone got, let's everyone get this pod happening.
Okay. We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Hit and play.
We're off.
We're starting. I have the captions on too because James said earlier that these are the YouTube generated captions, but he has someone who's writing out all the captions for Amazon Prime.
So yeah, so this is my friend Jeff here. We went to school together in my film program. So he always likes to be involved with my films
Jeff
and stuff.
Already. This is great.
Yeah, I saw some stuff with Jeff on your TikTok, and I liked his vibe.
Yeah, he's been a few of my projects. Yeah, we were out, like, freezing in the cold this day. Like, every, like, 10 minutes, Jeff had to take a break to go inside to warm up. Because we filmed this whole thing in the winter, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
He was out there with just, like, this blanket on, more or less.
And are you for those of you listening at home, are you still... Are you still doing DVD copies of Darkness?
Yes, I am. Yep. If you're interested in a DVD, reach out to me. And yeah, they're $15 plus shipping.
Cool.
That's Canadian prices. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they look legit too.
Yeah.
I'm going to order you one. I told James, I haven't paid him yet, but I have to.
Sweet.
And I'm going to order you one.
Thank you.
Whoa, it's James.
Yeah,
I know him.
This song is fun. I added some bird sound effects to make it sound like, you know, I'm waking up in the morning. I like to have, like, start a movie with, like, waking up, you know, like, my Madness film has a similar kind of intro.
Right.
It starts out really dramatic with that little intro, and then we get into the film, which is the main character kind of waking up, going through his morning routine. That, me putting on the house coat took a million takes to get, because I could never get the one arm.
Right.
Like, I had to do that over and over again. There's a shot in the bloopers of that.
And obviously you wrote the music for the movie. Did you did you have to choreograph it all yourself as well?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's not too much, like, as far as the dancing goes, it's fairly simple. But yeah, I did all the instrumental and everything, the guitar lines on my dad.
Right.
And then for this scene, I basically just reached out to a whole bunch of people and was like, hey, I didn't want to be an extra in my film. I put an ad out on Instagram.
Yeah.
We got Curtis Connor in there as well.
Yeah, is that Dean too? You got Dean too?
Yep, Dean's in there, absolutely.
So did he just reach out to you on Instagram?
Yeah, no, he reached out to me. He said he's a big fan. He wanted to collab on stuff, and I was like, hey, well, if you want to be in Darkness. And we're doing a song together coming up.
I saw that. That's exciting. Is he coming to you, or are you going to Toronto for that?
No, he came down to IM and he rented out a studio
that's
that
awesome.
We recorded it at. Yeah.
I'm like so sucked into this already. Like, you guys are talking and I'm like listening to it a little bit, but I'm also like fixated on this. I love it.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this music here, this is actually On My Way. So,
okay.
Listen, I am on my way, hey. So it kind of sneak peeks the music to come, which I love it when they do that.
Musical themes kind of starting at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Well, that On My Way song kind of goes throughout the movie. I'll point it out when it plays more, but I love it when they do that in movies. And yeah. Got to have your opening credits. I love opening credit sequence, though. So good.
I love the title screen, too. Font. It's a good one. Good font.
Yes, my friend Ethan designed that for me. Yeah. He's a graphic designer. All right, then we have Billy being the Boy Scout. That was actually kind of a last-minute idea for me to make Billy a Boy Scout. I originally didn't have that idea, but I was like, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if he just goes around and is like trying to like sell all this really Canadian things? So I went to the dollar store, found all the Canadian things I could find, the sparkly Canada hat, the little flag, and the maple syrup. I told all the cast, like, hey, just bring a whole bunch of maple syrup, guys. And then we have Frying Pan Guy here, which is my friend Ben. He's actually the camera operator on the film. He's also done some of the music on it as well. He doesn't really do too much acting, but I was like, hey, you want to have a little bit part? Because basically, we were in the car one day, and I heard him do this really, like, intense voice, and I was like, you have to do that in Darkness. So I purposely wrote this character into the film just so that we could hear that voice. So
yeah, I do. I've seen this clip a bunch, and I love I love it. It's have you ever seen the movie Cabin Fever by Eli Roth?
No, I haven't.
It's a pretty like it's a horror movie, but there's one scene in it. Of a kid who keeps yelling the word pancakes, and then he does like some karate moves, and it's not referenced at all in the rest of the movie. And so this scene to me feels like your pancake scene, where there's just this guy with a frying pan inexplicably. You don't really talk about it, but he's just there. And then that's it,
basically.
Yeah, and I love it. It's just a moment in the movie. I like how you leave everything, too. Like, everything is just left in the snow and you run off.
Yeah, it's a comedy. That's the great thing with comedies. You can get away with whatever, you know? And, yeah, it was fun having Nicole play that crazy grandma because, I heard her do this crazy voice. I was like, yes, we gotta put you in this.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, I got my mom and my sister to be involved with it because they've been in my movies in the past.
Right.
My mom just is very good at playing these very over-the-top kind of characters.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun. My sister, I always cast as guys because she's really good at playing male characters. Like, she's just awesome at playing a guy.
I like the mustache.
Yes. Yeah, they used, I think it was like eyeliner or something for that. Yeah, my mom did the makeup for that.
That's excellent.
But yeah, that worked well.
That was a good flip.
I know, jeez.
Yeah, we just got a shot of her just doing that over and over again. And
it was so casual, too.
Yeah. I wish I could flip pancakes that nice.
Well, for these scenes, we just did a whole bunch of different shots, and I basically, when I'm editing it, go through and be like, okay, what looks the best here? And I just kind of combine to see what's the best for each take. Looking at things like, okay, what shot has the best like expressions and stuff?
Yeah.
What shots do they deliver the lines the best in? Because we try to do it a little bit differently for each take, just so we have some variety.
Right. Well, and I like that because it's a comedy, and like you said, like anything goes. Like the premise of this movie is starting with the logic that Billy's a Boy Scout. He's gonna go on this intrepid journey for like to finish getting his patches. And that's it. That's all you need. Movie started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And now he's on his way. Yeah, so this song I wrote a while ago. Actually, I believe I wrote this song before I even had the idea for Darkness.
Right.
And when I wrote it, I was like, you know, this song like is an adventure song. It needs to be in a movie, like the beginning of a movie when the lead character is going on a journey. So I wrote this scene, Into Darkness, knowing that, okay, I had this song and I needed to incorporate this song into the movie somehow.
Right.
So it's like, you know what? Billy isn't going to go on this journey. So this was actually the very first scene we filmed in the movie.
Okay.
Me and Ben ran around to all these different locations. It's like, okay, Ben. So basically, it's a montage of Billy going on this journey. So we need to go to a whole bunch of different locations.
The camera work is just good.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. So Ben had some ideas of some different places to film.
Right.
So I just followed him around and he was like, hey, James, go through this tree. It's like, okay, go down this path. I'm like, okay. So we just went all over the place and got a whole bunch of different footage. It was fun.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, the camera work is super smooth. And honestly, like, I think filming in winter obviously has its own, like, complications because it's cold, but it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks
like
fantastic.
There was that one shot of you in front of, like, the river with, like, the ice flow, and it just, yeah, it looks so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben's very good at camera stuff. And also, to get that smoothness, I actually purchased a gimbal just for this movie.
I was going to say, it's
film.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole film was filmed on a gimbal.
Yeah, it looks really nice. It looks very smooth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't get it that smooth just doing handheld.
No.
Use the gimbal.
And obviously, you know, handheld has its charm, but for something like this, like, mm-hmm, it...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, then we have Luna being introduced to the film here. Yes, it's funny. Me and Nicole always joke because it's like, they're always like, hey, how come, like, every one of your films you tie up Nicole? Because the adventure awaits. She was tied up, and now she's tied up again in darkness. And, yeah.
Now...
Enter our villain.
Is this a recurring villain? Have I seen this villain before?
So this is Big Steve's brother.
Okay.
So there's a few ties to Adventure Awaits, which is my film I did last year.
Yeah.
So the villain in Adventure Awaits was Big Steve. He also had a black wig.
Right.
He had a different black wig, though. But so I thought it would be funny if Vincent here was Big Steve's brother.
I like that you've kind of carried out like a bit of a... like a bit of a recurring narrative in certain characters and stuff.
Yeah. Well, the idea for Vincent changed a lot. Like, the original idea for Darkness was that it was going to be a lot darker. Like, Vincent was going to be, like, a really evil, like, really nasty bad guy that was going to, like, torture Billy later on. And I was like, you know what? That's really dark.
Right.
And, you know, I was talking to Nicole when we were doing the table read when I first told her about the movie. And she was like, the original idea was for, like, Luna to be Vincent's slave.
Mm.
And she was like, yeah, James, that's pretty dark. If you're going for, like, a children movie, you know, that's kind of crossing a line. And I agree
right.
with her. And I was like, yeah, you know what? It's more fun just doing comedies. Why am I trying to make Vincent so dark? So I kind of changed the idea with Vincent and made him more into kind of a fun, kind of like Disney villain, you know, crazy dancing kind of guy.
Yeah.
And so we toned down Vincent a bunch, and I'm really happy that I did that because he's very amusing and he was definitely a very fun character to play. He's so full of himself and he's so like, oh yeah, I'm so attractive. And he was probably one of my favorite characters to play in the film. Well, he definitely was my favorite character.
It yeah, it works. I like it.
Yeah.
It's cracking me up.
Yeah.
It's very it's very like fun and yeah, I think with the vibe of like at least the first couple scenes, like if you went a little darker, yeah, it would probably feel out of place.
Yeah.
But he feels
yeah.
Very in the role.
Yeah. Because, yeah, he was just fun to play. And, oh, yeah, fun thing about Bert there. So, Bert has appeared in other films I've made. In my Uncle Fred film that came out in 2020, Bert appeared as the sidekick as a police detective.
Mm,
so,
oh,
Bert
yeah.
is a really fun character that I like to introduce in a few of my films. And I feel like if I do any more films in the future, we have to get Bert. Because... Rebecca does an amazing job of playing that kind of bumbling, just comedic sidekick.
Yeah, the sidekick.
And yeah, I love that character that she came up with. It's great.
That's fantastic.
How long did filming take you? Like, how many, like, to fully just do, like, filming?
Yeah, so we would film... So Nicole and Ben were only free, and Rebecca, we were basically all only free on weekends.
Okay.
So we would film, like, every Saturday or Sunday. So it took about 2 months to film this thing.
Right.
So it was about 8 film shoots, probably actually more like 10 film shoots. So yeah, like during the week, I would write the script and everything, work on music, editing the stuff we filmed the previous week, send it to everyone, rehearse it, and then that weekend we'd film it, and then that following week I would edit the scene, and then I'd kind of repeat that process every week, basically.
Right.
This song here is my most favorite song in the film. When I wrote this, I was like, yes, because I wrote this song not intended to be in the film at all. Like, I wrote it earlier, and I was like, you know what? This would be such a great song for Vincent to sing. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it in Darkness. So, and I'm really glad I did that, because it's really good, and it's one of my favorites, and you get to see Vincent doing some crazy dancing there, and of course he does the standing seizure, because, you know, we gotta put the standing seizure in, right? I mean, that's kind of a mandatory thing.
I'm ready for it. How was it to, because you're singing in a lower register, how was that? There it is!
Oh, that's the...
Yeah, the standing seizure, there it is.
It's just, it's so free. Yes.
Where are you when you recorded this? Like, are you pretty deep in the forest here?
This is some park in Cambridge. We just found this little, like, fort someone set up or whatever. And I was like, this looks like kind of some rundown kind of villain, like, lair, basically. Right. So, yeah. A lot of this was just filmed in forests around Cambridge, because Cambridge has got some really nice forests and parks that makes you look like you're kind of just in the middle of nowhere, which is what I was going for here. I didn't want it to look like we were right in the city.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I made sure to choose places that, you know, you couldn't see houses and stuff in the background. And this scene here, I want to give a very kind of dark and more mysterious kind of vibe. Me and the crew would always joke around that, because I'd go on about, okay, the vibe I'm going for is mysterious. And I was like, what's the vibe? It's like, it's mysterious, you know? Because I kept going on about, I need to have a mysterious look. So I did the color grading on this to give it a kind of a blue and a darker kind of feel. Because if you look at any of the original footage, like, all of these shots, they're more of like a brown kind of tint.
Right.
They're very bright. And I'm like, no, we have to give it that kind of more mysterious kind of vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
So by composing that mysterious music, adding those, like, sound effects of, like, the animals in the background, some wind howling noise, and turning down the brightness, like, boosting the blue a little bit in the scene, you get that kind of darker, more mysterious kind of vibe, which is what I'm going for there.
So how do you, like, you talked about it a little bit earlier, but because you said it, you're trying to get this on Amazon Prime, like Prime Video, or like just to sell? So on Prime, that's crazy. How does that even work?
Oh, it's really easy. I was talking to Nicole, and she was like, hey, you should put the movie on Amazon Prime. I was like, how do you do that? Is that hard? And she's like, no, anyone can do that. So you literally just, like, Google, like, how to upload a video to Amazon Prime. You make an account, and then you just upload the video, put in the information, and then it uploads. So.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So once you have that that closed caption track written out, this will be available on Amazon Prime, and anyone can go watch it kind of thing?
Yes.
And it's already, already available on YouTube, but something about it being on, like, a Amazon Prime just feels cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, no, it'll be exciting. I'll definitely put an ad out on TikTok once it's out on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to the person who's doing the captions and see how that's coming along.
And are you, for the DVD copies, do you sign those as well?
Yes, I sign all the DVDs.
Fantastic.
Okay, this scene I really like. So this song was one of, because this song is kind of like the theme of the movie. I wrote this song and I was like, yeah, this summarizes the film for you. It's got that kind of mysterious vibe. It's talking about this girl that was found in the forest. And I thought it'd be really cool to have this as kind of like background music during this montage.
Right.
So basically what's going on here, Billy is taking Luna back to his village. So they're going on this journey. It's kind of mysterious. She's hesitant about him. He's hesitant about her. And it's this really beautiful kind of character dynamic going on. And I had someone I know in Utah actually sing this song. Her name is Lindsay, and she actually sang on my Just a Man song. Mm. So I reached out to her because she's got that kind of I'm going to say, mysterious, mystical kind of voice. And I was like, hey, your voice would be perfect for this song. Would you be willing to sing on this? And she was like, sure. So I think that turned out really well. And there's a full version of the song on YouTube as well as on Spotify and Apple Music, because I did have to cut part of the song out just to make it work right with the movie. But there's a whole nother verse which sounds pretty cool, so definitely check that out.
That's dope.
I'm really happy with how that scene turned out, because I love doing montages with having some music in the background. It's nice. And then, yeah, this is funny here.
And then, are you, like, do you have, because obviously the songs exist on, like, Apple Music and Spotify and stuff if they were, like, pre-written.
Yeah.
Are you having, like a darkness soundtrack also on Apple Music and Spotify and stuff?
Yeah, the whole soundtrack is on there. Yeah, it's I don't have the score. If you want the score, I actually am selling CD copies.
Oh, cool.
Of that as well. Yeah.
Right on. Also, okay. I love Book Guide to Villainy is hilarious.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. So my sister actually designed that cover there, and she just put it in the insert of one of her books.
Yeah.
And it looked great.
That's so good.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff, like, a lot of it was improvised. Like, basically, when we're filming, I would have a basic script, like, okay, this is what needs to happen in this scene. But a lot of the scenes with Rebecca here, like, is improvised. Like, I tell her, because she's really good at coming up with fun stuff on the spot. It's like, when Vincent here says, that book has no taste, and she's like, I think it just tastes like paper.
Yeah, you know,
stuff
was
like
good.
That was just little things that she just kind of came up with on the spot, so she's really good with improvising and all of that.
So. I caught the reference there as well, to kind of like be like, oh, Steve, and you know, the reference to your other work there.
Yeah, big Steve there, yeah, is talking about Adventure Awaits and Ava blowing up his shack in that movie. It's fun to have little kind of tie-overs between the different films, and I always like to put like Easter eggs and stuff in my project, like kind of like Disney and Pixar, how they do that stuff, because I find it fun, just little things here and there.
So now I don't want to spoil the movie, but I'm curious. So now that Billy has found Luna, did Billy just forget about the chemical, or did he?
Yeah, he completely forgot about the chemical.
That's awesome.
He's distracted now with Luna because he found this random girl in the forest that he's trying to help out. So he completely forgot about
that's so funny.
Now, which is why the dad asks him later. It's like, you don't look like my Hyper 640. But, yeah. Okay, so fun thing about doing the soundtrack for this one. So I composed the piano line for this scene. So basically, when I was composing this, I basically just clicked play on this scene of the film and just played along with the piano in sync with the movie. So, you know, when she flicks the light switch on, I would time that all. So I was just playing along during the scene. So that way I could see if the music I'm composing fits with the scene and really line it up perfectly. So that's why I do simple kind of soundtracks like this.
Also,
Well,
the little nod to, like, not knowing how to take off the boots. But then to jump out of, like, that's actually very impressive. And then obviously
that
ties into the character.
Idea. Yeah. The cool thing with when you're working with all these different people is that everyone has their own, like, unique ideas.
Right.
And they're all like, hey, James, what if I try this? I was like, sure, let's go for it. Like, because multiple heads are better than one, right? So we all have our different creative ideas and we all try out different things. Like, I'm always down for trying out whatever. Like, I don't know if I'll necessarily use it, but, you know, we may as well try it out.
And yeah, for sure.
Might get something really good that I want to use. So everyone on set is all really creative and all have really great ideas. And, it was cool here with the TV. So Nicole actually, she did the visual effects in this film. So when we were filming the TV was blank. We just filmed the blank TV off. And then Nicole actually lined up the falling for you. With the TV.
Yeah,
so
that's
did a
fun.
Pretty good job.
Again, another little reference to a previous music and
Falling for You.
Yeah,
and it's kind of cool because Nicole's in Falling for You, so she's looking at herself, And yeah, when Luna puts her hand on the TV to get that the video layer in between her hand and the TV, I didn't know how to do that, but
right.
Nicole knew how to do that because she does visual effects. So
That's awesome.
Yeah,
what an asset.
I like too that the
And Fairy in the Night is playing here when Billy turns on the TV.
Oh, that's great. I like the effect of getting the, like, to line up the video onto the TV. Like, you can, because of the curve of the TV, like, it kind of warps it a little bit, but it looks good.
Yeah, she even put the, there's kind of, like, the shadow or the glare or whatever. She got that in there as well. The reflection. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then this scene coming up is honestly hilarious. I basically just told my mom, it's like, okay, I need you to be a crazy kind of mother in the kitchen, you know, be really over the top, you know, when you see Luna, you're just like, oh, hello, and she just did that amazing. Like, little things like having the kettle whistling in the background, and I told her basically just to improvise, so she improvised, like, this entire scene, and she did such a great job with this. Nicole's probably, like, so afraid, because this is the first time Nicole's acted with my mom before,
right?
So she was probably like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah, a lot of times...
Your family's just full of actors,
like,
eh?
Stuff like this I don't even script because the actors are so good at improvising that they can come up with better stuff that I would not even think of. So it's like, as long as I have a basic idea of what I need to happen in this scene, it's like, okay, this is what I need to happen. Just go for it and do whatever you think works. And then I'll give, like, little pointers and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, like, talking about the mouse and stuff she just randomly came up with on the spot. That was like, yes, that's so
good. What's that? Is that on The Origin of Species?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes, my sister picked that book. And the onion is a thing that kind of continues throughout a few of the scenes with Nicole here. The onion wasn't actually my idea. I think that was Josh's idea. He's the boom operator on the film. And we were filming the montage with Billy and Luna. And he was like, wouldn't it be funny if you just, like, eat an onion? And Nicole's like, sure. So we kind of carried that out throughout this scene as well. And this is where she got the onion from. And then she kind of just carries the onion with her throughout the montage, which is kind of funny. It's just a little thing, you know?
Yeah, it's like the little details that are just there.
Yeah.
And then you have a story for all of them.
It's just like little things here and there. And the cool thing I wanted to achieve with this scene, basically, is showing that, like, Luna's lived in the forest her whole life, so she doesn't know about utensils, she doesn't really know about any of this stuff, right? Because she's been living in the forest. So I kept telling Nicole, it's like, okay, so imagine you've never seen a utensil before. Like, you don't know how to eat, you don't know how to do any of this stuff, so what would you do? So basically, I was just trying to get her to be as humorous as possible, and she did a really good job. It was her idea to use the onion to eat the stew, and so yeah, the stuff we do for film.
She didn't even
this
react.
Song, I think,
just taking a huge chunk out of an onion.
Yeah, I know, she...
I think our son's gone mad here. Rebecca actually wrote this one. I didn't really have much to do with this one. Basically, I told her, okay, we need a song that the parents are singing about them arguing that they think their son's gone mad because they brought this random girl from the forest into the house. And they're like, okay, we think he's crazy. So I got Rebecca to write. She's really good at coming up with lyrics. She also wrote the melody. And Ben, the camera operator, did the instrumental on this. And they did a really good job with it.
Does your mom have, like, any sort of background in theater or singing or
stuff? Yeah, she plays clarinet. Okay. And, she actually wants to learn the saxophone when she retires. So you might get some saxophone in some of my future songs. So, yeah,
nice.
My whole family is musical. My sister, she plays flute. She sings. My dad, he plays guitar and bass. So yeah, we're all very musical.
Oh, nice.
I love it. I love it.
This is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun one. And then we have the montage here between Billy and Luna. This was fun. This took us a whole day to film. Basically, the point of this scene is to show time passing and showing Billy and Luna's relationship growing. Because it started out with, you know, Luna being so hesitant about Billy, but now, you know, like, she's learning to trust him. So we want to show Billy kind of teaching her, okay, the ways of, here's how we do things in our culture, you know, here's how we have fun, you know, going out to the park, you know, swinging on the swing set, you know, and just having fun. So really showing their friendship growing here. So basically, we all have, like, the whole, we all had different ideas of different things we could be doing. We had Frying Pan Guy come out here. It's like, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we had a snowball fight with Frying Pan Guy, you know? So, yeah, we were basically all just sharing ideas, and it was a really great day because everyone had so many very fun, creative ideas that I was like, hey, sure, let's give it a try. We got a whole bunch of footage that I didn't even need. I mean, I wanted to use it all, but this montage was long enough. It's like, hey, we don't need a 10-minute montage. So in the bloopers I also posted on YouTube, there's a whole bunch of deleted scenes from this that we didn't use. But I tried to get the best of this stuff that I used for the movie.
I like just hearing just the occasional little yell or like squeal, like as you were flung off the seesaw, just kind of below the music.
Yeah, the original version of montage, when I showed it to the cast and crew, it was just music. There was no like sound effects or any dialogue or anything in it. And they told me like, hey James, I think you need to include more sound effects and more like little things here and there. So basically, I went into my studio just to click record and recorded some overlaps of me going, ah, just little things like that, just to give the scene some more life. And added some sound effects as well. Like here, when Nicola pulls out the knife, I added the sound effect of that, of the knife getting pulled out, and just different things like that.
Yeah.
Just to give the scene a little bit more depth, so it's not just music. And yeah, like the idea of the orange and stuff. The orange got right in my eyes during one of those takes, and it stung so badly. I had to wash my eyes out all the acid there. And then, yeah, both me and Nicole did the visual effects for that, for the pan there. I did the little explosion thing, and she did the flames. And then, yeah, adding the crunch of the onion there. So, yeah, we had a bunch of fun with that montage,
trying
a bunch of different things.
This is, like, the kind of thing that, like, I mean, obviously, like you said, like, it took 2 months of your, like, a lot of time, hard. I mean, it took more, like, for editing and stuff, too, right? Like,
oh, yeah, and then, absolutely. Weeks for editing.
And then it's done. It's out there. You're selling DVDs. You're going to get it on Amazon Prime. It's, like, the kind of thing that, like, if you were able to, like, rent out, like, a small movie theater and just play this with, like, a bunch of people. Yeah. Like, I think you could fill a theater of people watching this.
Well, actually, fun thing. So my friend Josh, he actually works at a local theater at the Princess Cinema in Waterloo, and he's actually hosting a film festival, and Part of Darkness is actually going to be shown.
That's awesome. Oh,
that's excellent.
So, yeah.
Also, to have this character show up and introduce him saying, hello, I am Alias, is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically here, Bird here is disguising as a furnace inspector to try to kidnap Billy, basically. He wants to figure out where Luna is. Yeah, this scene was fun. The idea to shove me in the trunk, that we got a whole bunch of different shots of that. That was definitely amusing. I wonder what people thought that were walking by on the street, because we were just filming this on the street, like, oh, you know, that guy's just being shoved in the trunk, you know?
The visual comedy is like, some of it is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, yeah. I'm having a great time watching this, but some of that is just, like, genuinely, like, really fun. Of, like, the way your body slides into the trunk.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of little things like that that really make a good comedy. Okay, fun thing with this flyer here, the Newfangled Furnace Company. And then the evil company, professionals at tying people up. I put that in there because, you know, Billy's tied up in the next scene, you know, Luna is tied up earlier, an adventure awaits, Nicole is tied up.
That's
so that's like
so
a big
good
theme in a lot of my films, so I thought it'd be funny if I say professionals at tying people up.
I also just love the idea of, like, this evil company, this evil group of people who are like, well, we have to print out a fake flyer, but we might as well put our real stuff on the back. We're not going to print two flyers. Yeah. Just put it on the back.
Yeah.
So that the flip and the reveal is so good.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, so this scene here, this was fun. So again, Nicole did the visual effects. He was able to combine both Vincent and Billy there in the same shot, because obviously, you know, it's me playing the two characters.
Right.
So that was fun to film. I mean, this whole scene here we filmed in one day, and this was a long day. It was very cold, like it was freezing. And if you see though, Billy is wearing a t-shirt, and I had to do a bunch of costume changes, take my shirt off in the middle of this forest, like freezing with all the snow around. Like, yeah, we were all freezing that day. It was.
Well, yeah,
because
Vincent's outfit doesn't really have a whole lot either to protect from the cold.
Yeah, the whole chest hair is exposed and all that, absolutely. So, yeah, that was... Yeah, for where we filmed this, Nicole picked out this location. She knew of this kind of abandoned little, I don't know, stone thing in the forest. And I was like, okay, sure, let's go there. So, yeah, we found, like, all, like, this random stuff just lying around. There was a stroller in there. There was all these random cables and stuff. It's like,
wow.
Okay, everyone, all the crew is all like, oh, is it safe to be filming here? It's like, I don't know, but I mean, it looks great because it looks like a kind of place that an evil villain would take someone hostage, right? And tie someone up. So, I mean,
it does. It looks great.
It does.
Yeah. And yeah, inserting the sound effect there of the high-pitched scream. I guess that would be funny there. Yeah, do the good cop, bad cop routine with Vincent and Bert. I thought it was a fun little idea. And yeah, with the color grading here, I took out a lot of the saturation because I wanted to give that kind of, like, more creepy kind of vibe. I didn't want to have like a vibrant kind of look. I wanted to have that kind of like lacking color, kind of that kind of vibe with it. And then the music cue is incredible. Ben composed the score for this whole scene, and he did a great job. So this shot here of getting when Luna gets stabbed and all that, that little like 1 second of footage took us about an hour to film.
Right.
We kept doing it over and over again because the original plan was to have Billy, Luna, and Vincent all in the same shot, and then Nicole was going to do some crazy visual effects to get it all lined up. But the thing is, I had to like stand in the exact spot in order for it to all work, and we kept doing it over and over again, and Nicole's like, no, James, you're not staying in the right spot. You got to stand another 5 centimeters that way. And I was like, you know what, guys? We've been at this for an hour. This isn't going to work. Let's just cut away to a shot of Vincent and then a shot of Billy and Luna. So we did that, and then it worked.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, that was probably the most annoying thing to film because we were there freezing to death all day. We were all on a time crunch. We were all like, let's just get this thing done. So that was a long day of filming, but it worked. We got to work.
We're tying back in. Into the original.
You have me so connected to this. When she got stabbed there, I like felt a real... sad feel. I was like, oh, no.
And then we have the wizard from the beginning, the tie-in again with that voiceover from the opening, basically saying that, once every century, someone who demonstrates these qualities can be turned into a fairy. And Luna has demonstrated those qualities. She's shown that she really cares for Billy now because she was willing to sacrifice herself to save his life. So since she's proven herself, the wizard then turns her into this fairy and gives her life and also gives her a voice because she then sings.
Right,
because
she hasn't said anything.
Yeah. And the fairy wings there.
They
looked
awesome.
I was just about to say
there.
That was phenomenal visual effects.
Yeah, she did a great job with those ones. So yeah, with this ending song here, it's Welcome to the Story reprise. I love it how they do that in movies where, you know, the opening song, they kind of have it again at the end, but they kind of change it up a little bit. So I did a new version of this Welcome to the Story. We went back out to this field Well, we filmed both the Field songs in one day, basically, because I didn't want to get the extras for another day.
Do the extras come back for the song? Well, I guess I'll see. Never mind.
There they are. Extras right back.
And there they are. Yeah, so basically the idea there is during those little, like, sparkly things before the song, Luna was using her fairy magic to teleport us back to Billy's village, and then we're back here at this village for this big ending grand finale musical number. Because I figured, you know, it's me and Nicole do so many songs together, it'd be silly to do a musical with her as the lead and not even give her a song. So it's like, you know what, we have to give Nicole a song. So that's why I had the idea with the wizard giving her like, as he turns her into a fairy, that also restores her voice. So now she's able to sing this ending song.
I love the cameos too in here. Like, obviously, like, it's one of those things where if you know who Curtis Connor is, great, he's here, and it never gets referenced, but he's just here, and it's fun. And genuinely looks like everyone had just a blast filming it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, just having a fun time, right? Like, for this whole Darkness shoot, I mean, the point of doing this movie, like, I didn't do this movie to make a fortune. I did this movie as a passion project. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, we're all doing this because we're enjoying doing it. And I think everyone had a lot of fun on the set with everything. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. I really like this ending conclusion here. This just turned out amazing. Ben, again, did the music for this. I was really impressed with the music he did here. And then I wrote this voiceover to kind of tie up everything, basically. And we actually filmed this movie on two different cameras.
Right.
This is a camera Ben has access to. And, yeah, it was really good quality. So a fun fact with this scene, we actually filmed this at the same forest that we filmed the music video for Fairy in the Night.
I was going to say, it looks like Fairy in the Night.
Yeah, that's what we were going for, because... Well, the whole thing with Darkness is supposed to be kind of the prequel of how the Fairy in the Night came to be.
Right.
So I thought it'd be really cool if, when we filmed this ending scene, we kind of filmed it back at where we filmed Fairy in the Night.
Yeah.
And I think when we filmed the scene, it was actually the 1 year anniversary of Fairy in the Night came out on YouTube. So that was pretty cool. It was like a 1 year reunion of doing all of that. And then, yeah, it was really cool for this remix of Fairy in the Night.
Yeah.
Because I didn't put Fairy in the Night in the movie at all, because I wanted all brand new original songs. But since it is the story of how the Fairy in the Night came to be, it would be cool to have, like, either a new arrangement of Fairy in the Night or that song play in the credits or something.
Yeah,
but it was
for
funny, because as I was doing this movie, this group called Absent State reached out to me. It was like, hey, can we make a remix of Fairy in the Night? And I was like, sure. So I sent them the tracks, and they composed this remix. And I was like, oh my gosh, this would be so perfect for the ending credits.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
It's great.
I love it.
Yeah. So it was a perfect timing thing. They sent it to me, like, right when I was looking at the movie. I was like, guys, can I use this in the film? They're like, absolutely. And because you know in movies, they tend to have, like, a more pop kind of version of, like, a song at the ending credits.
Yeah.
So that's what I did with this, and it just worked out great. So yeah, I was really happy with this.
That was fantastic.
It was good.
I loved that.
I will say, I'm gonna lower it a little bit just for the end of you're
of
at home, finish the movie.
The credits go on for a while, because a bunch of special thanks.
The special effects on the credits look awesome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just like royalty-free backing stuff I found that I just put in the back.
Yeah, love it. James, let me tell you something. I hope you continue to create music and stuff like this forever.
Absolutely.
Because it was
absolutely
a blast. And if you're ever filming another movie, Ben and I would love to be in it as extras.
Oh.
I would
do that in a heartbeat.
You up on that.
That would be so good. Oh, yeah, right there. Soundtrack available. J Music Records.
Yep. Are you guys in the Waterloo region area?
We are not.
Or,
we're in, like...
I'll drive there.
We're in, like, North GTA, but we'll come to Waterloo for that, because it honestly, just watching this, it was so much fun.
It looks like you guys had a great time.
Yeah.
We did, yeah. I mean, it was a lot of work.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah,
for when sure, we were getting near the end of it, like I did a few weeks of just editing, and I was just getting so tired of the film because we've been working on it for months. I had other songs I was working on that I just wanted to, I wanted to just get done with Darkness so I could work on these other projects. So I was like, yeah, I mean, it's cool because it's a big giant like production that you get to see, like have a whole premiere for on YouTube and all the hype around it. So it was really rewarding when we had the premiere. We had 400 people watching. And it just did so well. So all that hard work paid off. But at the same time, it's like, it was a lot of work. I almost prefer doing just individual songs and music videos because I can pump out a song and music video in a month. I don't get too tired of it. But a movie, when you've been working on it for like 6 months,
yeah,
right?
Because
October is when I started working on the script. It's kind of just, I'm just glad it's done now. And so, yeah, I mean, I'll definitely do more movies in the future. But it might be a while until I have another film out, just because I want to focus right now on individual songs and music videos. I have a lot of videos and songs in production right now. My goal is to release a new song and music video every month. That's my goal. So we'll see if I'll be able to do that.
Excellent. Excellent.
Why is this not? I'm trying to pause it.
What have you done?
It's just... Oh, it immediately was going into the bloopers.
That makes sense. All right. Yeah, that was awesome. Do you have any anything you want to plug? And because I know you just said, like, yeah, you want to do more music and you're trying to do something.
Well, if you like, I can talk about some of the upcoming projects I'm working on.
Please.
Yeah, so the next big one is Murky Waters.
Yep.
And this song is going to blow you guys away. This is unlike anything I've done before. This, like, I was listening to it again. It's just like a rough recording I have of it. And it's like, wow, this is... really good. Like it's kind of different from my usual style, and I'm working with this other singer. Her name's Carolina, and she's someone that my friend Josh introduced me to, and she's an incredible singer. She's got an amazing voice, and so we were recording this song, and I was just blown away with her performance. And like, there's some really cool like harmonies we do in the song, and the song itself, it's catchy, it's very like powerful, like it sucks you right into it. We filmed a music video for it the other day. It's really cool because we got like a little band performance. So you know, in music videos, when you see like the band performing with like lights and all of that, so we kind of did something like that. I brought it all because I also do like light shows, so I have a collection of like move-in lights and all that. So I brought them outside my fog machine. And we got some really cool shots of us performing the song. I breathed in so much fog that day because they were pointing the fog machine right at me. And yeah, but I mean, the shots look amazing. We also got some shots of me singing by the river because it's called Murky Waters. Yep. So we wanted me by some murky waters, you know. Sure. So I haven't edited the video yet. That's on my list of things to do. But the video is going to look great. The song is incredible. My dad's going to write a guitar line for it. Oh, and it's just... it's going to be really cool. So that's coming out June 5th.
Perfect.
That'll be on my
YouTube. Your calendars.
So that's my June release. Like I said, I want to try to release something every month.
Right.
Also working on the song with Curtis.
Yep.
So that's going to be a really fun one. We recorded that the other day. I don't want to say too much about that because I want to keep that one as a surprise. But hopefully that'll be coming out this summer.
Yep.
So we have that. This fall, I have a really cool idea. I haven't really posted anything about this yet, but we're going to do a Halloween song.
Oh, nice.
I'm so excited about that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
So it's going to be this retro kind of Alfred Hitchcock kind of style, like Psycho Halloween kind of movie/music video, which is just going to be really dramatic and really cool.
I'm excited for that.
That sounds good. Can I ask
you, calendars,
I don't want you to spoil anything, but Does the song in the summer with Curtis, does it have a name yet, or is it still fully under wraps, secret?
Yeah, it's called Feeling of Victory.
Feeling of Victory.
Nice.
Feeling of Victory.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, that's exciting. So June 5th, Murky Waters is announced.
That's the next big thing.
Sometime in the summer, we've got a song, Feeling of Victory, coming with Curtis Connor, and then a Halloween song. A Halloween James Chepesky song is
perfect. That's a treat.
That's going to be really good.
And also, I'm doing another Christmas song this year.
Nice.
I figured, you know, last year the Christmas song did so well. I'm planning on every year to do a brand new original Christmas song. Because you know what? We need more original Christmas
songs. We really do.
Ben and I have been saying
the same songs over and over again. You get sick and tired of
them. Yeah, absolutely.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard Silent Night, it's like, oh my God.
For sure.
We need more Christmas songs. So every year I want to do a brand new Christmas song. And I'm thinking of doing a big collaboration on this one. Have Nicole, Carolina, and me singing it. So it'll be my first trio.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That'd be sick.
Excellent.
Ben and I have been saying for years we want to do a Barely Cool Christmas album. And I might just have to hit you up, James, to get you as a feature on this Barely Cool Christmas album.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to do that. I'm always down for being involved with that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much, James. We'll end the podcast in just a second. But, yeah, everyone, go check out James Chepesky. He's on everything. He's on TikTok. He's on YouTube.
YouTube is the main thing. I'm really trying to grow my YouTube.
Cool.
Because, you know, there's the whole talk of TikTok being banned and stuff.
Right.
And if that ever happens, I really want there to be a fallback. And YouTube's all the high quality stuff.
For sure.
TikTok, the audio quality goes down when I post videos. So YouTube's got all like the finished products and everything, the projects and
Sweet.
Stuff. So it's just James Chepesky. Look me up on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram. I'm everywhere. So
look out for Darkness on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Soon.
Coming to Amazon Prime. You can reach out to Coming James. What's your email like for buying stuff?
Yeah, so basically you can message me on any platform. I mean, you can even send me a message on TikTok, send me an Instagram, DM is fine. But my professional email is jmusicrecords2@gmail.com. Don't forget that it's the number 2@gmail.com. Yes.
Cool. We'll throw that stuff
in the bio. We'll put it in our bio for this episode when it comes out.
So if you're looking for it,
go. It's honestly, because what are you selling the DVDs for, price-wise?
They're $15 Canadian plus shipping.
Which is reasonably priced.
That is
so
extremely reasonable.
Yeah, considering I make them all myself, I have to burn them, I have to personally address them and stuff. It takes a while.
Yeah.
So go buy
some CD. Stuff.
They're signed personally by James.
And then I'm able to
pay the cast and crew of the film as well.
Right.
So
no, for sure. Yeah, you want to make sure they get their money. Oh, and then Do you got any merch? You got any like clothes or merch yet?
I do. Yes. I. If you go to the link in my bio on TikTok, Instagram, I have a link tree, and there was actually a link to my spread shop.
Perfect.
So I
Excellent.
Have a whole bunch of different shirts and stuff you can buy there.
All right.
If you're interested in posters, I have Darkness posters, Fairy in the Night posters, bunch of different posters. I do those myself. So reach out to me if you're interested in a poster.
Cool.
And
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
We'll put James's link tree in the description of this video and on this podcast. So go buy some stuff. I agree with what you said earlier, James. Some of the media out there and like just content can be super heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just refreshing to see someone who's putting so much of their effort into just entertaining people.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's great. It's so good.
James Chepesky.
It's what I do for fun. I mean, I love doing this stuff. My favorite thing about doing a song is the creative freedom. Like,
right.
Sure. When I'm running a song, I can basically do whatever I want.
True.
And it's so cool to see that process. You know, when I'm playing on the piano and that moment when I come up with a melody, it's like right away, it's like, I know this is going to be a hit. And then that's the starting point. And then you see it build as you put together the instrumental, you add instruments and you record the vocals, you add the video. And it's just so cool to see a song build. You start with just a simple melody, and then you build it into this full-blown recording and video, which is just a really magical thing to see it all come together. And it's so much fun working with so many different people and just to share my content with the world, because that's what I'm all about. At the end of the day, it's not about making money. It's about doing what I love and putting a smile on everyone's face, you know, trying to entertain people, brighten everyone's day, and make content that everyone can enjoy. That's what I'm here to do.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. That's what we're here. That's what we're all about here on the Barely Cool Podcast, because God knows we don't make money and all we do is try and entertain people. So thank you for coming
James
on,
Chepesky,
James.
Everybody.
Go follow him. Go
check him out.
Check him out. And we'll catch you back next week.
Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast.
See you later.
See you later. I've been barely cool for a while, cool with the blank of a smile, but I'm cooler than you are with or without bias. I've barely started, this is barely hard for me. Well, I'll stop myself, nobody else.
Bye, everybody. That was fantastic.
I know.
Perfect.
That was great.
Awesome. James, you crushed it.
That was awesome, guys.
Thanks for
Thank
coming.
Thank you. That was fun.